I am going to once again be crocheting during this recording because I'm working on a patchwork sweater, which is where you crochet like a bunch of these squares. And then
wait, did you finish my scarf?
Not completely, but I've made great progress. I finished a whole skein of yarn, so I have to get another skein with that same like colored scheme and keep going.
All right.
Yeah.
That's what you think is best. Like,
I have to make a bunch of different colored squares and then make them into like a fun cardigan.
Is that, who's going to wear that? Is that like a house coat for David?
No, I'm making one for myself and one for my friend. And yeah, and then we're going to have matching sweaters.
I think David does need a house coat though. Like he gets home, he's like Mr. Rogers and he just puts on a different cardigan.
It's like a robe. Yeah.
Yeah, but under the robe, no other clothes. So different from Mr. Rogers, he strips nude and puts on the robe. Even if he's just working from home, he still comes downstairs at like 5 o'clock and does this.
I moved my iMac to the dining room table.
What?
For the rest of the semester. So, well, because I don't have time to do any music stuff, and I need, like, I don't like to always sit in my office to do school, so I'm going to use the iMac for school for the rest of the semester.
How many weeks are left?
I don't know. A bunch. I'm, like, halfway through right now. Yeah, we're on, like, week 8, and there's 16 weeks.
I feel like you should just quit. Like, let it go.
We're close to being done with lectures. I have a Gantt chart somewhere that has... Yeah, here we go. Close to being done-ish with lectures. And then we have, like, a bunch of projects. But that'll be almost, like, better because that's more engaging than just, like, having to watch lectures. I have a very hard time, like, sitting through a lot of lectures and absorbing stuff. I can stay way more engaged for way longer if I'm working on, like, a project and getting something working. Because I'm interacting.
Love to be engaged.
Well.
Oops.
All right. Let me get my crochet setup ready here so that we can get going.
What should I do to ignore the recording while you're crocheting?
I'm not ignoring anything. I am simply...
I guess I could play Metroid.
We actually listened to a podcast where one of the hosts like plays Switch while they do the podcast because she's like, I'm just talking to you, like I don't need to be.
Yeah, I used to do that on customer calls sometimes. I would play Tetris well because often they didn't need me to be talking the whole time, and
yeah,
the conversations were never hard enough that I couldn't play Tetris, and the Tetris isn't hard enough that I couldn't conversate. So
yeah, I mean, I like told my boss explicitly, is like, I'm gonna be like crocheting during meetings because it truly forces me to focus, because then my hands are not like on the keyboard clicking around doing other stuff. I'm like just listening to what you're saying.
And she was like, yeah, totally, whatever, nerd.
We have several people on our team that like Rose does this where we'll be in team meetings and she's just like knitting, and it's like I almost... Like, I could see some people being like, oh, it's rude or whatever, because you're not, like, looking. But when I see that, I'm like, I know that they're listening to me because their hands are not doing anything else. And sometimes you see people that are, like, looking at their screen, but you have no way of knowing if they're listening because they could just be, like, off in another tab doing a totally different thing. So
I am always just looking at pictures of Cammie. If I seem engaged in a meeting, it's because I put Cammie on the screen.
I don't know why I thought in that moment that you were going to say Kirby.
Kirby, yeah. I'm only looking at pictures of Kirby's feet.
At pictures of Kirby.
And that video of his ass from the other night. Did you see
that?
Who sent that? No, there was one. Someone sent me one of his ass.
I sent one of somebody doing a 3D rendering of the inside of Kirby's mouth and all of his teeth.
Maybe it was in that thread. There was one where... someone had, like, they were playing, I think it was Kirby music, and it was, like, a render of him having a butt crack, because right now he doesn't really have one.
Oh,
that's going to be the next one I get you.
I saw that, and it was, like, not toned at all. It was just, like, a flat
butt. Because, you know, he overeats. He doesn't exercise. He just fights his friends. But I want to see, maybe I can get a 3D model of that to go with your Kirby with the feet.
No.
Why?
No, that's okay.
Why?
I don't actually know where Kirby with the feet is. Is he on my bookshelf? I don't know. On my bookshelf with Pikachu. They're friends. Those two are good friends.
Yeah, they're always hanging out, getting in all sorts of scrapes.
Yeah, especially at Hyrule Temple, the classic location where Kirby and Pikachu would hang out.
In the Hyrule Fight Club.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
I did watch your Smash Brothers stream. And it was like my homework was due imminently and it like all of a sudden wasn't working right. Or no, I think I read the rubric again right before I hit submit and I realized that I had fucked something up. So I had to like panic go through it. I just like had your stream on in the background. I was like, "Oh my god."
Did us fighting in the temple level, did that help or hurt your focus?
I mean, I was in another tab, so I was just listening to you guys. So it was just kind of nice to feel like there was something else going on, so I wasn't just in my own head. You know,
that is probably for the best. I can't imagine having to be in your head all day.
Yeah, it's rough in here.
We've had people doing construction on like the base of the apartment for 6 weeks, I think, now. And they're supposed to be done within the next 2 weeks. But if you hear any banging from my channel, it's because they're down there still working. Because it's only 2 o'clock right now while we're recording this. So 2 o'clock for me.
You got to listen to my rants this week about the construction company in my neighborhood that's building this mega mansion and has decided to, as part of that build, take out the sidewalk and then put a fence up around where the sidewalk was. And it's been like that basically since we moved in, I think. And so if you're walking down that street, you have to cross the street, which isn't a huge deal, but there's like a lot of older people in this community. And I'm also just like, if you have a disability, it could be hard to cross the street every time you're just trying to go for a walk. So it's one of those things that was just like, yeah, this is not really a big, it's like a very small inconvenience, but I'm annoyed that these construction companies just think they have the right to just like get rid of a sidewalk indefinitely. And the construction project has made almost no progress. They have up the like wood frame of a house, but it's been like that for several weeks and nothing has changed. There's always
People don't even use sidewalks. It doesn't matter.
I don't. There's always guys out there and I don't know what they're doing, but like the project has made almost no progress. So I emailed my city council person. I found who my city council person was and I was like, "Hi, we moved to this neighborhood recently. We really love it here. Here's this picture of what this construction company has been doing. This has been like this for months and months. It doesn't look like it's going to be finished anytime soon. Also, it's going to start getting colder soon. And like construction can just pause in the winter if it's too snowy." So I was like, is this just going to be like this? And then the roads are going to be icy.
Is this life
People
now?
Are going to be. Huh?
Like you're asking, is this life now?
It's just like we just don't have a sidewalk here anymore. And they responded and they were like, yeah, actually construction companies have to go through a permitting process to block the sidewalk. And so we've reached out to some guy who's like in charge of that. And he's going to make sure that that company has like all the right permits and that they're not like expired or anything. And I was like, great.
Nice. But now that was there when you moved in, because I remember walking Cammy past it so she could poop.
Yeah. It's been, so that has been 6 months then that has been like that, which is way long. And I know people, when I was complaining about this, were like, maybe it's because of the labor shortage and construction is just going to take longer. And I was like, since that house, like since we've moved in, like 5 or 6 houses on the same block have been built. So I don't think it's that. I think it's something else. I think this is like a gigantic mega mansion and they're doing some crazy shit that they think entitles them to just destroy a sidewalk for an entire year. It's just frustrating.
Maybe they decided they don't actually want to build houses, but they feel like they're kind of stuck, so they're doing it real slow because they're not interested anymore. You know how when you start a project and you're excited at the beginning, but then you change your mind?
I feel like I got to finish it, but I'm just not excited about it anymore.
Yeah, like I wish I didn't have to do this, but I guess people are counting on me, but I just can't make it go faster. It's so hard to focus.
Is anyone like super passionate about building houses? I guess they must be, right?
I don't know.
That's a thing, I guess.
I'm passionate about other people building houses so that we have enough housing for people. But I don't want to build them. I think I'd be bad. It takes me a while to do a Lego project, so I get it.
I should have included that in the city council email. Be like, I know that these projects take time. I've built Legos before.
Yeah, we've got IKEA furniture.
Yeah. Took us a week to build a Murphy bed, so I can't imagine building a whole house in six
and
months.
Three people died the first time they slept in it, so.
we had David's parents here last weekend, and it was great. And they both slept in the Murphy bed, and it was the first time we'd had two people sleeping in it. So we were fine, they didn't die.
Did they have sex in that bed?
I don't know. I don't really want to think about it.
I did. Yeah.
With Alex?
No. Gross.
So they both slept in the Murphy bed, and we were like getting the sheets and stuff ready for them, and then David just casually mentioned, like, we haven't had two people sleep in this yet. Kind of implying that they might be seriously injured or maimed, but not really. They were fine. It was fine. Comfy bed. It's a nice tuft and needle mattress.
I have the same one. When I slept there, it was like sleeping in my own bed, except there it was like 10 degrees warmer than I keep it in my room.
Okay, well, look. It's really cool here now. Can open the windows at night, get it down to the 40s.
It's never cool in Denver.
That's... No.
Burn. You've Denver just got burned.
You've only been here when it's hot. You're going to come here in the winter and ski, though.
Yeah. If people tell me that they can do this January trip so we can plan it. Otherwise, it's going to be you and me and Alex. And I guess David.
Yes. David's going to know how to ski by then, I'm determined.
How are you going to teach him?
We could go to Breckenridge. They have lessons. They do lessons. But also, I could just teach him. Like,
you should be like, I brought my special guy here so he can learn how to ski and not hurt himself.
The nice thing about the lessons is that, like, they have a little special area that's set aside that's just, like, I don't know, the size of, like, a basketball court, but it's, like, a very gentle slope. And so you get to the bottom and you learn how to stop and slow yourself down. And
before do they have a tow rope, or do they have, like, one of the magic carpet things? I like the
They have both.
Better.
So they start you on this like really small area that just has a very gentle slope. So it's like, let yourself glide down, slow yourself down, stop, and then get on the little magic carpet that takes you back up. And you do that a few times. And then they have a slightly bigger area with a tow rope that's about, I don't know, the size of a football field that takes you up another like slope. So it's a little bigger. And then you glide down that and stop yourself and then go up it a few more times. And then the instructor takes you all the way to the top of one of the green runs. And then you kind of like go chunk by chunk. So you'll do a little bit. He'll kind of like check in on everybody. You'll do a little bit more, et cetera, et cetera. We were all doing really well in the little class group that I was in. There was like eight of us. I don't know. Except for this one lady who just could not get it. Like, she couldn't figure out how to stop or steer or anything. And like, and we'd be going down like really gentle hills, and she'd be like,
I'm dying,
what do I do? And it's literally just like, it's such a gentle slope. It's just like, point your feet together, like make the pizza shape. That's all they told us.
Pizza
was like,
and french fries, that's all you gotta know.
Yeah, you make the pizza shape and you'll slow down. That's it. It's really easy.
It can be hard, though, to get your, like, to angle your feet that way and not have one angle too much and then you're turning.
Yeah, I think that was the problem, is every slope she would just start, like, turning around and then she'd, like, panic. I felt bad.
You can stop backwards doing the same thing, but it's harder.
Yeah, I felt bad, but I was, like, I guess, like, I rollerbladed all the time as a kid. And so that, like, I kind of had the intuition of, like, how to slide on two things on my feet, and like I that was simple, so it was really an extension of rollerblading.
Nice. Yeah, I started rollerblading in like 1990 or 91 and played hockey and could ice skate, so
I didn't even exist
skiing,
then.
Yeah, it was a better time. I started skiing in middle school because we had a ski club at my high school, and I learned on Pine Knob, which is basically like a trash hill, I think, where it's just dirt on top of garbage. But yes, I did a little class at first too. It was fun. I used to be terrible. I haven't skied in 10 years, so I'm probably terrible again.
It's really funny when I tell people from around here, like, oh yeah, my parents and I went to Breckenridge. They kind of already knew how to ski, but they had only ever skied in the Midwest. And people are like,
where?
You can ski in the Midwest? And also it's funny because your Epic Pass gets you into like multiple different ski resorts in Colorado. And then there's like two or three resorts in Michigan and like one in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And people are
I think Crystal Mountain's on there.
Yeah.
We used to go every year. Our last trip was Crystal Mountain. But yeah, all of them are landfills in, except Crystal Mountain, I think. But the other ones like Mount Holly maybe, or what's the, there's one that's like paired with Pine Knob that's definitely trash underneath. Mount Brighton is trash.
But my parents loved skiing in Colorado because it's like the greens are like, it takes you 20 to 30 minutes to get down, and it's like a gentle
slope. Oh, not how fast I go.
And you're just fully, but you're just cruising, and like it's like beautiful views, and it's like 2 miles long, and you're just taking your time. Versus Michigan, like even the greens, it's just like you pop down this hill and you're done. Like yeah. There's not really like routes.
It's like a sledding hill more than a ski.
Yeah.
That's true. But yeah, I mean, especially towards southeastern Michigan. Crystal Mountain was nice, though. I've been to Treetops. That was nice. But yeah, I look forward to skiing in a real place.
It's going to be fun.
I miss winter so much. I'm coming home for Christmas for a little bit, but Chris and I are going to be in Ohio to see their mom. But before that, I was hoping to catch a Red Wings game, and they are not playing any home games when I will be available. This is the worst thing that's ever happened to me personally.
Wow. We're going home for Thanksgiving. We're going to Chicago for Thanksgiving. Because we're going to do Thanksgiving Day with David's extended family who live in Chicago. And then my extended family also lives in Chicago. And so the day after Thanksgiving.
You should just do one Thanksgiving all together.
All of us all together. No, so my parents are going to my aunt and uncle's for Thanksgiving Day. And so on Friday, I'm going to catch a ride. We're going to catch a ride up with them to go hang out with them Friday through Sunday. And then we fly back on Monday. So I think Sunday night we'll go take like a bus back to Chicago and then sleep at my aunt and uncle's because they live right next to the airport.
Nice. Chris's mom is coming here for Thanksgiving to the Bay. So mom will be staying with Chris in Oakland, I believe. And Chris is going to be recovering from surgery. So I might be staying over there too. I really don't know what that's going to look like yet. But I'm excited, you know. Chris met
my
mom already.
Their mom?
No, not yet. Their mom is aware of me, though, because I'm very cool and important. So,
oh yeah, okay.
Should be fine. Chris said that their opinion is the same as mine was with Chris meeting my mom and sister. Was like, I don't care if they don't like you, and if they do like you, it's fine.
See, I care so much if people's parents like me, unless they seem like assholes, and then I'm like, whatever. You know, like, my one ex-boyfriend and his parents were, like, rich assholes, and, I just couldn't care less. Towards the end of that relationship, I knew that they hated me, and I just didn't care, and I tried to convince him that it didn't matter, but there was some weird Oedipus shit going on with him and his mom, and that didn't end well. But when I like people's parents, I want them to like me. It's very important.
The nice thing
because it just makes everything so much easier.
It does. For me, it's nice because everybody always likes me, no matter what. So even if I don't like them, they still like me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You want to read a post?
Let's do a post.
Yeah. Not to change the subject, but everybody likes me. We're going to read some posts now.
All right.
Do you want me to go first? Because your fingers look real busy right now.
I just finished a row, so fuck you.
Oh, perfect.
Look at it.
Wow, it's yellow. Is it yellow?
Yeah, and it's got this cool little pattern.
I do like
this.
This
is great for a podcast.
I'd wear a sweater with that pen. Yeah. What, so I'll describe to you. Becca's made this square of cloth with a hook thing and some string. And in the middle is a big swastika. I don't even know how she did that. Like, where do you get that pattern? I wouldn't think they could sell it.
What do you think would happen if you Googled crochet pattern swastika?
Well, if you're in Germany, you're not going to get any results.
Can you not here, Google though, that?
You'll
Germany?
Probably find some angry grandma on Facebook. Like, I don't know why this isn't okay. It's part of my history.
Yeah, I'm German, obviously. This is actually going to be the cuff for the sleeve. So
that
it's going to
like
be like
a sweater cuff.
Doesn't it? So it's going to be like an oversized sweater, but it's going to have like a tighter cuffs and like a little ribbing along the bottom and the insides. So nice. It'll be like baggy, but with a sweater cuff on the
It's hands. Like you could crochet anything, it seems like.
You can. It's way easier than knitting. Because knitting, it kind of has to go in a straight line. Crochet, it's super easy to like go in circles and make fun shapes and like, yeah. And
can
it's way
crochet...
faster than knitting.
Can you crochet Alex some happiness?
I don't think anyone can do that.
All right, read a post.
All right, let me move my... Here's my pound of yarn.
No one can see it but me. I keep telling
I know,
you we need to do a video episode.
It's important to me that you can see it.
This is our 52nd episode, by the way.
Oh,
we
yeah.
missed our year anniversary.
Hell yeah.
Our podcast anniversary.
Well, Mary Lynch will be here next week, so maybe that'll be our fun
celebration.
I don't know if the timing will work out for her to be on the episode.
She's absolutely going to be on the episode. I'll fly out there
for
2 days so that we can record.
I'm taking her out for a birthday dinner on Thursday night, so maybe before then. But it would have to be like
Thursday night. That's my time. Thursday at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh my god! It would have to be like 3:30 my time if we did it.
That's fine.
Okay, great.
Well,
okay.
I should have to check before I say that's fine. You know my calendar.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to do this one that David sent us. Back to our roots of David picking the posts.
I know. I said I love when David picks them and he's like, I only got you this one. But you know what? At this
and
point,
it's
I'll
not
take
even
from
Am I the Asshole? It's from r/relationship advice. So it says, now that I moved across the country from my husband's job, he is perfectly willing to lose said job because of the vaccine mandate. Now, the post was removed, but there's a bot that commented it with the original Perfect. Body of the post. So it says, we married last year. He got laid off and worked inconsistently. It was very hard on me because I felt like because of my income, he didn't seem too concerned about holding a steady job. So she works and she makes enough money that he didn't need to work.
Nice.
He finally got a good job about 4 months ago. I moved across the country to a place that I have zero connection to because of his career. Now his employer has announced that if they don't get the vaccine by a certain date, they are gone. Husband seems perfectly fine with that, has zero intention of getting the vaccine. My job from the other state has let me work remote, but I'm not sure how long, and I just declined coverage for health insurance during open enrollment because our plan was to get on his insurance. Well, if he gets fired, we can't get on his insurance. I don't like his attitude. Personally, I have the vaccine and got it before it was mandated. He is a conspiracy theorist who has started coming up with all of these theories. Okay, I love women on Reddit just being like, I'm a perfectly normal gal. I'm married to a conspiracy theorist Nazi. What should I do?
He's so good with the kids.
He is a conspiracy theorist who has started coming up with all of these theories about why the vaccine isn't really a vaccine and it's injecting something else, and believes that more people are dying from the vaccine than from COVID. What I tell him that most people dying from COVID are unvaccinated, he dismisses that because he assumes that I learned about this from the media and is convinced the opposite is true. I asked him if he's worried about his career and saving money and paying his bills. His response was, we literally don't need to worry about that if the world is going to end.
Yeah.
He bought survival
food. What does any of
this matter?
This
man is like sitting in a bunker with like a collection of cans of beans.
It's like all of the rest of you are idiots, but look at me.
He's like, you're worried about health insurance. Like,
get the fuck out of here.
I wouldn't really care if people have these beliefs, but the problem is I care about paying the bills and having health insurance and living day to day. I don't live assuming that the world is going to end. And we were talking about buying a house and maybe having a kid, but I'm starting to have serious second thoughts about this. I can't imagine why. I'm seriously wondering if this marriage is going to work.
It's not going to work.
It's not going to work.
If you're reasonable, like I could not be in that relationship.
No, and I love this like brand of women on Reddit who are like, hi, I'm just a normal gal. I'm married to a man who buys thousands of beans and doesn't believe that the government should exist. What should I do?
Protect the beans. All the comments should say protect the beans.
So it says, divorce is a life-altering event. You can get coverage by your employer's health insurance most of the time. So this is actually true.
But if he loses his job, it is too.
Yes. Both are true. So she shouldn't be worried about the health insurance aspect, because you can change your coverage outside of the open enrollment period if you have a life-altering event, like having a child or getting married or et cetera, or getting divorced. The problem is that you're dating a nut job or married to a nut job, and you need to get out of here.
Someone recommended going to a subreddit called QAnon Casualties.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I don't know my family member anymore. It's so sad. It's really so sad.
I have frustration with people in my family who are perfectly reasonable and well-liked and all this. They're very nice. They're good with their kids. But then they also believe the conspiracy theories, because that's harder to me than if they're full on in this, where you're like, you're gone, I can just cut you out. When the people are on the edge, it's like, oh, like, do I try to save you from your own stupidity? Try.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's hard.
Chris met some family members when we were in Michigan, and Chris was like, they're so nice. They were just so pleasant to talk to. And I was like, well, here's the thing. They are think the COVID is deniers. Yeah, like, it's, you know, I'm like, I'm sorry to shake your view of them, but, you know, I have to report their misinformation every time I see it on Facebook or Instagram.
Yep.
So I feel bad. I'm like, yeah, I know you're not totally an idiot, but I don't know why you believe this nonsense. So,
yeah, we have my mom, both of her parents died like when I was younger, and then she had two brothers, and one of them passed away like 6 years ago, and then the other one is a Trump supporter, and we were still like having him and his family over for Thanksgiving and Easter and all these things, and like eventually he just like stopped talking to her and it's all very bizarre and kind of sad. It's just like, seriously, like, you're just gonna just not be family anymore? Like, this is,
that's
so
how
stupid.
It works. You know what? You gotta shut the
so
door.
So stupid.
There so was a dumb. Point where I wasn't talking with my mother or father, but then they needed tech support, and so, you know, we opened the door.
Yeah. Lovely.
You know, you find your ways back in, and as a result, my mom's life changed. So I guess it worked out.
Nice. Glad that tech malfunctioned.
Yeah. But yeah, I think I wish the person, I don't know if the poster doesn't exist anymore. Like, it was deleted by the person who posted it, and the user itself is deleted, so we can't follow up. That's another one of those ones where I would love to know what else is happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
And really, like, you got, so they got married a year ago. Was he not like already being already like, this is fake?
Yeah, that should have been a red flag for you then.
Yeah. So really, this is her fault.
Yeah.
Women
be stupid.
You only
have yourself to blame, ladies, am I right?
Yeah. You ever notice how women be marrying dudes and then they post a picture of him with socks and they're like, he cleans up really well?
Wasn't that a tweet? That was like a tweet every girl from my high school. Like, we'll post a pic of her now husband and be like, he cleans up so well, and it's just him wearing a shirt with buttons.
Yeah, that is basically the vibe.
He cleans up so well.
My forever wedding
date. He just got dressed.
He put a shirt on and he did his own tie.
Yeah, he tied that himself.
Mm-hmm. He used
a video
on YouTube.
I didn't even have to cut his pancakes this morning.
Real proud. I didn't have to, but I did anyway, because that's how he likes
it. I did,
him.
Absolutely.
Because I love
this
him.
Just being
my
polite.
Special guy.
I just love him, you know?
My hungry guy.
My hungry guy. What are you hungry for?
What's your name?
To a
I've never had
Mon
one.
Totino.
Okay,
what's your name? I'm Sabine. What's your name?
I've never had one.
Oh my.
Okay, we're going to take our break, and then we'll come back and do some more. So I don't remember if I told you, but I was going to play percussion for that band. Like, they were lacking percussionists for this holiday set we're doing. And I was like, hey, I play everything. And they're like, oh, cool. So they told me, you're going to play bells for this song. The bell part's super important. We want to have you on it. So I studied the part. I was like, this is going to be easy.
Was it Carol of the Bells?
No, it's Russian Christmas music. We're doing Christian, like, holiday songs. No, I think it's specifically called Russian Christmas music.
Oh, okay.
So it's like a medley of, I guess, Russian Christmas music.
Russian folk Christmas music, got it.
Yeah, it's nothing I'm familiar with. But the part's interesting. There are some weird time signature things going on in the piece. Yeah. But for the most part, you know, it's not too bad. I read the bell part. I was like, oh, this could be easy to play. And because on bells in particular, like, I don't know if you've ever played keyboard percussion, but
no.
You have to sometimes look at the keys to know what you're hitting, right? And when I was in high school, I didn't need to because I played so often that I had it all memorized. I was like, okay, well, that'll come back to me on bells. You know, those are spaced pretty consistently, so it should be fine. So we, you know, I set my saxophone down and go over to play this one song with them. And they're like, oh, we're going to put you on chimes. And I was like, oh, good.
Oh, good.
I haven't played chimes in 20 years. And so, like, well,
is it very different?
Isn't
chimes the one that you just, like, do the little...
No, that's like wind chimes where you swipe them and go ring, ring, ring or whatever. This is like the big tall tubes that you hit with hammers.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So it's not that I can't.
There's a technique to that it's like harder than it
a little
looks.
Bit. I mean, you have to use a pedal. Like, there's a dampen pedal that allows them to ring or not ring. So that part's easy. Like, the mechanics of playing chimes is fine, but I never had the spacing memorized, right? Like, I need to look at them to play the correct notes.
So you can't look at the music and the chimes at the same time.
And the chimes and the director. So I'm like, okay. So I screwed up like the first four times. He's like, not quite my tempo. And I was like, please don't throw a chair at me. But they were super chill. And I was like, I can't see you and read this at the same time. But I got it by like the third restart. I was a little more comfortable. And it just was funny because afterwards people were like, you did such a good job. And I had to explain to the director, like, I'm so sorry. I was terrible. I thought I was playing a different instrument altogether. But they were super chill about it. I think they must not have very many people who are comfortable switching like that because they all seem pretty surprised that I was like, yeah, I can play saxophone or drums or, you know, timpani or chimes or whatever.
And which is crazy because you'd think in like a gay band, there would be a couple people that would like switching.
But... yeah, a little switchy.
I thought that was very funny.
I don't think you can make that joke.
I don't think I can, but.
Yeah. I'll say it. You'd think in a gay band there'd be more people, you know, who could switch.
That's the one that goes in the podcast.
But so tomorrow on Sunday we're practicing for a Veterans Day parade and like a Halloween thing. And the director at various points is a different director for the marching band than the concert band has been like, you know, I might have you play drums if we don't get any percussionists. And we got enough percussionists. So he's like, okay, we'll put you back on tenor. I was like, great. And then he says, oh, actually, maybe you can play mallet percussion. I'm like, great, whatever. And he's like, well, we might not have any low brass. Do you want to play, can you play bass? And I was like, yeah. And I'm like, please just tell me what to play so I don't
just
have to
bring
three
instruments. Just
tell me what I'm playing.
Yeah.
We are supposed to have an outdoor rehearsal, but it's going to be raining all weekend here, which is rare for San Francisco. So we'll be doing an indoor one in our space in the on Treasure Island, actually, so between here and East Bay. Beautiful views of the city, though.
That reminds me of when I used to play music at my church growing up, and like I would play piano or cello or be singing, and that like all mass would just be like jumping around from thing to thing.
I enjoy that, though. Like, I like not being pigeonholed to one instrument.
Yeah,
because you get to,
I would always have to
experience.
Play one instrument for the like Christmas mass because that was when we would have a ton of people playing different instruments, and so then it was like we had like a small band basically.
Nice,
but yeah,
I like it. I'm excited. I actually bought mallets for keyboard percussion again because I don't know where mine went from 20 years ago, but I got new ones.
Can't imagine
really nice.
Where.
Yeah, I've only moved 24 times since then. So
yeah, I don't know how you would have lost them. That seems
it's
really
weird that I don't have my stick bag and the mallets I used when I joined a band in 1999.
That is weird. I agree.
All right, I'm going to read our next post.
I'm excited.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. It smells like bacon in here, but I'm not making bacon. So
it smells like a pumpkin candle in here because I have a pumpkin candle lit on my little table and it smells so good.
So for the people listening, she doesn't have a candle. She has lit a jack-o'-lantern on fire and it's just in her office. I don't know why she's doing this. I wasn't going to bring it up.
Someone needs to stop her.
someone settle her down. All right. So I'm going to read a post entitled, "Am I the Asshole for Wearing a Bracelet from My Ex-Boyfriend Around My Current Boyfriend, Even After He Asked Me Not To?"
Probably.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see. I, 27 female, have been seeing my boyfriend, 29 male, for 9 months. I think that things are going well, at least for the most part. However, there's just one small bone of contention between us. A few months.
I love this when people are like, "We've been dating for X months. Things are going really well, except for this fight that we have every fucking day."
Yeah. Except he tries to murder me regularly. Like he does.
Things are going really well, except he doesn't respect me or love me.
Yeah. Except anyway, he sleeps with his horse in the bed. And the bed is not big enough for that. Am I the asshole? Okay. However, there's just one small bone of contention between us. A few months before we met, I had ended things with another man. He was a full 17 years older than me, and we had been together for a couple of years before the age difference eventually caught up with us, and I broke it off. What?
Wait. So they had been together for a couple of years. She's 27. So let's say 24. And yeah. He was 41. And the age difference just caught up with them.
They're like, wait a minute, here's this feels thing. Weird.
I think age differences get less weird as you both get older. Because you start to enter the same plane of life, mm-hmm. right? So depression. If she's 27 and he's 44, that's still a big gap. But that's like less weird than 24 and 41, right?
We met in college. He was my professor.
Oh my God. Is it true?
No, I just made that up. If you were paying attention to the post instead of knitting.
I'm listening to you read. Okay. You're doing such a good job.
Thank you. I've been practicing. Let's see here. Okay. During my past relationship, my ex-boyfriend had gifted me a jeweled bracelet for my birthday. I love it. I love the way it looks, and I ended up getting attached to it. I wear it pretty much always unless I'm showering or exercising. I even sleep with it on. Maybe that's strange, but I just like having it on for whatever reason. It wasn't something that was wildly expensive. I wouldn't wear it all the time if it were, but it has some value. My current boyfriend didn't really notice the bracelet at first, but eventually he did. Once he did, he asked me about it, and I told him where it came from. He said, "Really? Why are you still wearing jewelry from your ex? That's not normal."
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea whether it's normal, but again, I just bracelet. It was a gift, and me wearing it has nothing to do with my ex. But my boyfriend has asked that I at least not wear the bracelet around him because he now can't unknow, in quotes, that it was a gift from my ex. I think he's being silly, but although he won't say it, I get the feeling one of his issues is that my ex was fairly well off, while my current is still largely getting his feet under him in his career and can't afford to give me something that am I the asshole. I don't think she's an asshole. I think he's insecure.
I think she's an asshole. I disagree. No, I think he expressed an emotion and she's just like, no, I'm not going to listen to you.
So, yes, I think that it not being a discussion maybe isn't fair, but I don't think she's an asshole on the basis of just wearing something that someone else got her. Like, she's not wearing it because it reminds her of him or she's still in the relationship. She just likes the style of it. Like, Hayden got me a sweater that I wear all the time. It's a good sweater.
Yeah, it's different from jewelry. Though.
No, not like, for me. Sweaters are like necklaces to me.
Here's the thing. Like, she wouldn't be the asshole if she just wore it and he never knew that it was from an ex and she was just wearing it. But the fact that she told him and he said, that makes me uncomfortable, and she said, oh, well, you're crazy, and ignored it. Yeah, she would be the asshole if she continued to wear it after he expressed that it makes him uncomfortable. And he's perfectly reasonable to feel uncomfortable about that. I don't think it is.
People have to let go of their partner's pasts.
Yeah, but you can let go of... But I could see him thinking that because she still wears it, she's still attached to him. right?
Right, but let's say, like, that's why the conversation to me becomes important, because they could discuss it and she could explain why she keeps it and all that, and then that should be enough for him. Like, he should trust.
I think it's reasonable to trust that your partner is no longer attached to their ex, but that doesn't mean that you want to see a token of that relationship every day around your partner's wrist, right? Like, that would be like, you know, David wearing a watch that his ex-girlfriend gave him every day, and I wouldn't want to look at it. You want, even though you can accept that they had previous, you can accept. I see, but that's how you feel, and he expressed that he feels differently, and that's okay. That doesn't make him insecure.
So I think they need to talk about it. I don't think she shouldn't have to change like what she likes to wear because of him.
No, but she should be willing to say like, okay, I won't wear it, but it's like, this is the style that I really like. And so if you want to give me a gift,
poor kid,
then I would love something like this. And it doesn't have to be fancy or anything. But I could see,
I wish you were so much older than me. You don't understand.
She has this old rich ex-boyfriend who bought her fancy jewelry and now she still wears it. I could see him feeling really down about that because he can't buy her that and she still wears this old token.
I don't know.
I think she's not listening to his feelings. And I think it's fine, but not after he expresses his feelings and she's just like, whatever. What do the comments say?
Okay, no other posts. No other comments from the poster. I think most of the ones I'm seeing are not the asshole.
I'm seeing that here. I also see no assholes here, which I agree with a
little bit
more.
I think that's closer, is because I think it can be a discussion. Like, they need to figure out what makes sense for them together, but I think outright saying don't wear that thing that you love, like, she doesn't love it because of the ex.
Sure, but he's also free to feel, like, upset that she keeps this thing. And we only hear her side. You know, maybe she's still in touch with this guy, right? So, I don't know. I think no assholes here, but if she continues to just steamroll him on this topic, like, it seems like she said he keeps bringing this up. So, like, clearly he doesn't like it. So you need to talk about it. You have to talk about it.
So what we're saying is communication is the winner.
Communication, maybe figure out why he feels insecure. And, like, because maybe she's giving him a reason to feel insecure. If he's just feeling insecure over a bracelet, then that's his own problem.
He's only 2 years older, and he needs to be at least 15 years older than he is.
Well, I like when we disagree, and it's not just a super easy one, you know?
I disagree with you all the time. You're an idiot.
Okay. Yeah, you're right.
I don't know if you said anything. It was too quiet for me to hear.
I said you're right. Should we do our last post?
Yeah, I hope we argue again.
I love it when we argue.
Yeah.
This roller coaster of a friendship.
Yeah, just actually, so Chris has asked that I stop being friends with you because I was friends with you when I was dating someone else and you're lingering from that relationship.
Here's the thing. I gave David an Apple Watch, and if we broke up, I would not. Like, it would be silly if a girlfriend was like, stop wearing that Apple Watch. Because that's a practical item. It's a thing that you just use.
Maybe the bracelet is practical. You wear glasses
but
every day.
I think that a man giving you jewelry has, like, this romantic intention behind it. I have jewelry that my... I had jewelry before I moved from my, like, 3-year relationship. And I kept it in a little drawer, basically. Like, I had tried to sell it. I couldn't get anyone to buy it. I didn't want to throw it out because it was kind of expensive. So I just kept it in this little drawer. And then I think before I moved, I threw it out because I just didn't care anymore. So it's fine to be like, oh, I don't want to throw this away. And like, I want to wear it with some outfits because it's cute or whatever. But like, she's specifically wearing it every single day. Like, I don't know. I don't know. No assholes here. She's fine to be like, I like this necklace or bracelet or whatever. And he's fine to be like, I don't love that you wear that every single day.
They should figure it out.
And I think they need to get to the root of why it makes him uncomfortable. Like, what is she doing to make him feel jealous. And if she's not doing anything, then she needs to break up with him because he's insecure.
That's the point I was trying to make, is that, like, there's no, unless he has a specific reason that they can discuss, if he's just like, that's no, what that's they need from to somebody figure else.
Out. Yeah. They need, like, yeah.
I think they're too young to be together.
And if he's not giving her, if she's not giving him any reasons to feel that way, then, like, they need to talk about that. And she needs to be like, look, you need to, it's not about the bracelet. Clearly, you are insecure and we need to figure this out. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
You can read the last one.
Okay, great. Thanks. Am I the asshole for spending more on my sister's wedding than I did on my own and telling my wife I am not going to make her, quote, pay us back? I'm going to have a drink of water really quick.
Need a drink of water before I dive into this one.
My throat gets dry. We're talking a lot. Okay. I spent $51,000 on their wedding a couple months back. First of all, what? What? You spent $51,000 on your sister's wedding?
What? I feel like that makes you the asshole just for having that much money.
What? I'm so confused already. Okay. And $32,000 on ours 7 years ago. Upon my mom and her request, I paid for my sister's wedding. What? They couldn't afford a big one, and saving for a wedding was obviously lower on the list. So she asked me. I obliged. It was important to her. What? I have so many questions. Where, like, why do you have so much money that you can just give her $51,000 and yet your sister is in a financial situation where she can't afford any kind of wedding, and yet you're still on a close enough relationship that when she just casually asks you for 50 grand, you're like, sure, yeah, that seems fair. Okay. I talked it over with my wife, basically to run it by her, and she said that was sweet of me and gave me the green light. Well, she recently told me I needed to work out how they'd be paying us back, but that was never a part of the plan. She says that we spent more on it than we did on our own. People don't get handouts in life. I don't understand her position. I am not going to ask my sister to pay me back. She also suggested my mother pitch in to pay us back. When I told her that was stupid, since it wasn't my mom's wedding, she only asked for my sister. I said, I'm a mama's boy who needs to get his priorities straight. Seems harsh, but whatever. I'm still not making anyone pay me back. People said to mention that we paid off her parents' mortgage and that she's a stay-at-home spouse. I don't care that she stays home, though. She doesn't need to work.
This is his wife?
Okay. I'm guessing. I specifically said, is it okay if I pay for my sister's wedding? Those are the exact words I used. My wife's brother is inheriting the house, not her. Wait, there's so many different... This is taking a lot of turns. My wife is not a gold digger. We've been... So I'm guessing these are supposed to be like edits after he read people's comments.
Maybe. It doesn't say, like, it was updating edited, it. Though.
No, I know. Okay. My wife is not a gold digger. We've been together since we were 15. She was with me when we were homeless, when I was 1,000 miles away serving in the army, when I had no income, when I had a mental breakdown. She's been with me at my lowest points. We're still stuck with each other. So I have to pass on the divorce her comments. Okay, I want to know this guy's life story, where he has been homeless, has been in the army, which doesn't pay you any fucking money, and now he has enough money that his sister can just be like, hey, can I have 50 grand for a big fucking wedding? He's like, sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But he absolutely. Also paid off the wife's parents' mortgage. So, like, were they expecting that money back?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because to me, somebody, like, if you're not there, why would you expect it from the sister?
Yeah, this is a weird one. I think everyone sucks here. He's voted the asshole, but I think after edits, people, because he was, after he included that they paid off her parents' mortgage, and that it's all his income. Somebody says everyone sucks here, which I'm probably going to agree with. They said, one, you do for not communicating clearly with your wife. Your wife does for not communicating clearly with you. Your sister does for throwing away an exorbitant amount of money on a single day. And your mother does for not imparting some common sense onto either of her children.
So I'm reading through some of the comments, and he's saying he's the only one that brings an income, but he always checks with her about spending the money. And she was okay with spending the money. It's just later she, it says she's now concerned about my sister getting, in quotes, handouts. And it wasn't the way he says, the way he presented it was asking, would you be okay with me paying for my sister's wedding? Not like lending money to do it. So right. It seems like up front she was like, oh, sure.
Yeah. He's specifically commented as well, like, we have enough money that 50 grand doesn't really make a difference.
Could you imagine?
No. So I don't know. I think everyone still sucks here. They clearly, I mean, it sounds like the wife just like pivoted, like changed her mind. But this is kind of crazy. I mean, it's a lot to spend on a wedding. It's a lot to just give to your sister. But if you asked your wife and she was like, okay. And then later she's like, actually, they need to pay us back. Then that sucks. Y'all both suck at communicating.
Yeah, that's the impression I'm getting. It says the mortgage he paid off for the family was around $193,000.
Wow. Okay, well, then the wife really has no leg to stand on here in terms of being upset over 50 grand for a wedding. Although, like, a house is more important than a wedding. But
yeah, but I mean, if you've got that much money to just give,
it's then like it doesn't matter. In the noise, right? Yeah, right, yeah. Stupid. Rich people problems.
Yeah. I don't think he's an asshole for doing it. It sounds like there's a misunderstanding there, but really, I don't know why the wife would say yes and then change her mind.
All of a sudden,
given
the
mortgage thing, yeah.
And given that it's not, I mean, they're married, but it is his money.
He said he always consults her. You know, we only
consults
have his
word
her.
It sounds
by.
Like he's
so,
done
like,
everything right here.
Yeah, and she changed her mind. So that's weird to me.
She needs to deal with that, yeah. Sounds like
he says he doesn't have a mortgage because he had his wife's dream house built a couple years back.
Okay. So.
I want to know
what he does.
I want to know who he is, right?
Yeah. Who's this man who's like homeless and then in the army and is now so rich that a $200,000 mortgage is like, meh.
Here's an interesting one. I don't think she really cares about not earning any money, just as I don't. She treats it as hers, referring to his money. She paid her parents' mortgage, the $193,000, without much of a conversation for reference, and I don't really care, honestly. I know if our roles reversed, I'd feel a certain way about not earning anything, but I'm a man, and society has taught me to have a different mindset. She handles our finances, our personal bookkeeper, if you will, but I will take your advice about the party thing. I'm thinking we get remarried for our next anniversary, not of mortgage. Oh, so I think the original thing he's responding to is like, what if you spent that much on like a renew your vows situation?
Yeah, why don't you compromise there and say, like, because it sounds like what she's upset about is that y'all clearly have a ton of money, but you only spent 30 grand on your own wedding.
He's in California.
And then your sister was just like, no budget, nothing matters. And you were like, okay, here's a blank check. So it sounds like your wife probably just wants to be treated fairly and wants, like, why don't you have an anniversary party or something that's really nice?
He's kind of a weird, some of these answers are weird. He's like, I always make sure to give large tips and money to homeless people asking on the quarter, just because God may take notice and reward me for it. So it still isn't selfless.
That's a thing that a lot of Christian people feel like they do good acts just in case. So that they can get into heaven. Yeah.
Hmm.
Which, I mean, you should just do a good act to do it. And it feels good. Feels good to be nice.
Here's a troubling comment. Therapy would be a waste of money for me. She's more than strong enough to carry 100% of the mental load.
What? Men will literally give their sister $50,000 instead of going to therapy.
Oof. I have no interest in paying for therapy. I can't even remember the last time I went to a doctor of any kind, honestly. I can get by fine on my own.
I don't want to pay for therapy, but here's a $50,000 wedding for my sister.
When I get
How do
sick,
you spend $50,000 on a wedding? Like, that carefully. Is a lot of money to spend on a wedding. Even today, I think the average wedding cost is like 25 to 30 grand.
I'll tell you what you don't spend it on is a little band called the Keyloggers.
Oh, yeah.
Because our rates are not that high.
We'll do it for free drinks.
Oh, absolutely. And dinner. I want to make sure I get dinner. And there better be a salad bar. All I ever want from like a wedding dinner is a large salad and mozzarella.
Did we ever talk about, then you need to go to a funeral and not a wedding.
I did we ever talk about?
Did we ever talk about that post that was like a wedding photographer?
No, we didn't talk about wedding. That.
She was doing the whole wedding for like $200 or something, which is insane because a normal rate for a wedding photographer is like $3,000. And then they didn't feed her. And like she asked for food at the wedding and they were like, no.
Nah,
and
so, fam.
And they were like, if it's that important to you that you're going to be pissed off because we didn't feed you, then you can leave. And so she deleted all of their wedding photos in front of them and was like, fuck you, I'm out.
We haven't talked about that, but I did read about it.
That was crazy.
I think it's great. Like, if they're not going to treat you under normal working conditions, like no break, no lunch.
Not even
going to
treat you like a person?
Yeah. At my sister's wedding, the photographer got to sit down and like eat. And I was like, great. I'm so glad.
Yes.
I saw that. I was like, oh, right. Of course. I'd never noticed at weddings before, but I was like, of course they should get to eat.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah. That was wild. The one other comment. When I get sick, I don't go to the hospital. They charge me. Car accident, I wouldn't voluntarily go. But if an ambulance took me because it was so bad, I would have no choice.
Why is that coming up here?
I don't know.
Also, you have so much money. Why are you worried about the cost of healthcare? Also, don't you have health insurance? What's going on here?
I need to know more. Like, I don't think...
I wouldn't go to the hospital. They would charge me money.
Yeah, are you kidding?
Yeah,
I need to save that for my sister's wedding and your mom's house.
How am I supposed to pay for a Disney cruise wedding for my sister if I'm going to the hospital when I get a major injury?
You're right.
This really took a turn.
Yeah.
This is a weird one.
I would like to know
I need to know so
that.
Much more about this person. Maybe it's all fake.
It's a day old post. I guess it's possible, but he sounds kind of silly. There's a lot of comments saying like you should get a divorce or whatever. And he's like, I would never divorce my wife. I love her dearly. Total wife guy, I guess.
They've been together since they were 15. I think they're older because, I don't know. This feels like an older people thing. But
it does.
Anyway.
I'm just watching Becca crochet.
I'm doing a great job. I'm starting to get faster.
It's somehow gotten more racist.
What?
It's the most racist act of crocheting I've ever seen.
Some people are so fast at it, and I'm just not... I'm sure it comes with practice, but I can't figure out the right way to like hold my hand to make it go super quickly, you know?
No, I've never tried to crochet.
It's very relaxing because it's just like you're using your hands. You're not looking at like your phone and you can do it while you have the TV on in the background. And like you get to see immediate progress. Like you make a thing and then it's there and then it's yours. That's so exciting.
I guess that's all the posts today.
Guess that's our episode.
Yeah.
I'm going to go for a walk and then I'm going to do homework all night.
Woo! I might go for a walk and then edit the podcast. And then, remember my friend Tiffany that you met in Austin?
Yeah.
We went to karaoke with? She's in town. She's so nice. So for the listeners, Tiffany is a friend that I met in 2003 on LiveJournal because I was literally just clicking random to find stuff to read because I was depressed. And her live journal popped up and I followed it and read all the posts and started commenting and we just became friends and we didn't meet each other until 2019 when Becca and I went to Austin. So we didn't meet in person until then. And then I saw her again in February, just before February 2020, just before things shut down. But she's here for a wedding apparently. And so we're going to go get dinner and drinks tonight, I think. I'm very excited.
I keep seeing her tweets about how her family is like
her
crazy
family is nuts.
Theorists.
Yes,
and
they
I
are
so
wild.
Bad.
I don't even like. I've been hearing about them for almost 20 years now, and they don't get better.
They continue
they just
to
get
amaze you.
Wilder, yeah. There's always some new thing that they're on about, and it's nuts. But
that's
anyway, that's us for the week. Hopefully, we have the wonderful Mary Lynch on next week. I see it. She's holding up the square again.
Okay, but it's getting bigger, and it's going to fit around my wrist pretty soon.
Bigger than before.
Bigger than before.
They did.
Can't wait for it to be a sweater. It's going to be such a cozy sweater.
I don't like the color. That looks like U of M color.
There's going to be other colors. It's not just going to be yellow.
Will there be green?
No.
Orange?
No.
Brown?
No.
Light brown?
No.
Okay. It fits around your wrist.
Look at that.
I don't know. I just, if you gave that to somebody and then you broke up with them, I don't think they should keep wearing it. Okay. I'm going to go.
All right. Whatever. Dumb. Okay. Bye, I guess.
Whatever.